Daniel chapter 18, Mishnah 2, Muchni Shela. So this same chest, if they put wheels on it, right? Let's see if he's got a nice picture of here. They put wheels at the bottom, so like that. Almost like a wheelbarrow. Two wheels like that in front and two little legs at the back. And so you could pick it up and you could roll, yeah, like a wagon. You could like roll it around like a little wagon over there, okay? So if he puts wheels on that chest, then bismanshi nimshetes, if the wheels are not when the wheels are removable, so the wheels come on and off, they're not permanently attached to the thing. Ein chibulas, it's not an attachment. The ein nimdedesiman, it's not considered part of the measurement of 40 sa, it's not considered permanent. Of course, that can only be according to the opinion that holds we include the width of the legs, right? If you don't even hold, you include the width of the legs, so you're never going to include the width of the wheels. So over here, so if they're removable, you don't include them. And not only that, but these wheels do not protect it from corpse impurity. So there's lots of different opinions as to exactly what this clause means. We'll just take one opinion. If a person walks over, let's say there's a body buried in the ground, and you walk over that, so the impurity comes up, and you would be impure if you walked over that. Unless there was some kind of barrier, a utensil which is insusceptible to impurity. So this wheel can't be a barrier because it comes off. It's a separate utensil. The chest itself, which is not susceptible to impurity, could be a barrier. But the wheel can't be a barrier against tumah coming up because it's not considered part of the chest. It's removable and therefore it's considered something separate.
The size of the chest
bigger. Yes, it has to be bigger than 40 sa. If it's not, then it's susceptible to impurity and then it can't be a barrier. And also, you can't move it on Shabbos if it has money in it. They used to make a little container inside the wheel with a little, you know, cover, and they used to put money in there, store money in there. So if the wheel was removable and there was money in there, you couldn't move it on Shabbos. You can't move it on Shabbos. The whole thing's, the money's muktzah, the wheel's a basis, and so you can't move the, you couldn't move the wheel on Shabbos. A base to the muktzah. But if it's not removable, this wheel, chibula, then it is considered attached, and now all these halachas change. Nimdedes ima, it is considered part of the measurement for 40 sayah. Matzelis ima bo'el hamais, it can protect tumah from rising. V'goyrin oisa b'shabbos, afal pi shesh b'soich hamas. And you can move it on Shabbos, even though there's money in it, because now it's considered part of the bigger utensil, and the bigger utensil can't become a basis to the small amount of muktzah that's in the wheel. Hakimron shela, if this chest has a lid, an arched lid, so you saw it in the picture over there, it's got an arched lid, right? Something like that.
A tent,
right. If the lid is permanently attached, then it is considered connected and it is included in the measurement for the 40 sa. Then if it's not permanently connected, then it can't be included in the measurement for the 40 sa. And Kaitzad Moedin Oisa, how would you measure the amount of the lid when you're including it in the 40 sa? Because it's an arch lid. So Rosh Tor, he said you would consider it to be like a wedge. Actually, if you turn over the page, he's got a little picture there in your card. You take an imaginary line from the top down to each corner like that, and that's how much you would include in the measurement, not the whole arch of the lid. And last clause, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein yechel lamud b'fna atzma, if it can't stand by itself, this is talking about the chest, if the chest can't stand by itself, Tahira, then it is considered not susceptible to impurity because it will tipple over. Even if it's smaller than 40 sayas, it's got to be something that's able to stand in order to be considered a usable receptacle and susceptible to impurity.